Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio, the best Christian rock and metal on the net.
Welcome to Divine Aggression Radio. My name is Kelly Matthews. I'll be with you this hour playing the best Christian rock and metal on the net. How's everybody doing? Starting us off, we had Rob Rock, a song called Eyes of Eternity. Of course, Rob Rock always turning out killer stuff. That is from the Rage of Creation album, I believe. If it's not, shoot me. I got a great show for you guys today. I've got some Leah coming up, the latest from Leah latest. But right now, let's keep this party rolling along. I got some All for the King. They've got a new album coming out here pretty soon. This is from their last album, and it's called Blazing Fire. Welcome to the show, everybody. For the King. A lot of their songs are not very long. Straight to the point. Bada boom, there you go. That song was about the three Hebrew children. My Shack, Your Shack, and a Bungalow. I mean Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And how they would not bow down to the statue erected to King Nebuchadnezzar. I liked, that's just a fun name to say, Nebuchadnezzar. Well, if you'd like to get in contact with me and my silliness, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. It's facebook.com/Divine Aggression Radio. Pinned to the top of that page is the Divine Aggression Radio group. If you listen live on Tuesdays, or you would like to be a part of just a really cool Facebook community, come on over to the Divine Aggression Radio group. Wonderful people over there. Love you guys. A place to interact with me, especially when we're live. You can make requests over there. And it's just really cool. The Divine Aggression Radio group over on Facebook. You can always email me, divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. That's divineaggressionradio@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Big shout out to all of my iTunes peeps. Hope you guys are kicking it and having a great time when you hear this. And if you would like to get yourself some merchandise, the logo for the Divine Aggression Radio, we've got it on a t-shirt and a hoodie. where you can adorn your torso. We've also got stickers and mugs and 20-ounce tumblers, all kinds of stuff. Go to anchormerchandising.com. Search for Divine Aggression Radio. That's anchormerchandising.com. And go over there and pay Anthony a visit. Awesome dude. Really, really cool. He's taken over the merchandise for Divine Aggression Radio. So go to anchormerchandising.com and go purchase some merchandising. Okay. What I got for you now. Here's something from the latest album from Aaliyah. The name of the album is The Glory and the Fallen. This song is called Archangel, right here on Divine Aggression. Mr. Les Carlson. Of course, formerly of Bloodgood, but that's from his solo album. And that song is called Scars. And before that, we had the latest from Leah from their latest album, The Glory and the Fallen. That song is called Archangel. All right, time for our classic segment. And there's a brief story why I chose this first song. I go over and I have some friends on a website called Twitch, twitch.tv. A lot of people over there stream video games as they play. Of course, you can chat. A lot of people do music over there. I've sat and watched some bands play live on Twitch before. Pretty cool. There's a lot of Christian content over there, a lot of Christian streamers. And I happened to look down at the, I don't remember where I was. I was on some Christian channel chatting, and I looked down, and in the recommended spot, it said Warrior of Light_777. And I said, oh man, I said, now if there was anything that looked Christian metal on this whole platform, it is that username right there. So I went over, really cool guy, and I told him the reason that I clicked on his Twitch channel is because the name that he chose, his username, is the name of a Christian metal album from the band Force 3. And he said, that's where I got it. The dude is an old school Christian rock and metal guy. And so I've gotten to know him. He, like I said, he goes by Warrior of Light 777 over on Twitch. If you're on that platform, go over and check him out and see if you can find him when he is broadcasting. Really good dude. So I thought I would play some Force 3. And from the album Warrior of Light, this is my favorite song from the album. It is called Heartbeat, right here on Divine Aggression.
Oh, Hey there, this is Bruce Swift with Sacred Warrior. You're listening to Divine Aggression Radio.
from 1989. That is Watchmen. The song is called Breaking the Chains. And before that, we had Sacred Warrior, a song called No Happy Ending. And starting off our classic segment, Force 3, a song called Heartbeat. That's from the album Warrior of Light. Now, if you'd like to hear some of Force 3's earlier stuff, because if you're not familiar with the band's history, you think they were kind of like Rage of Angels or Scarlet Red, another band on pure metal that was just one and done. But those guys have a long history. The name of the band, if I'm not mistaken, was called 100 Proof or 100% Proof. And they had a couple of albums out in the late 70s, early 80s. A lot different than the 80s metal processed sound that they got off of Warrior of Light. But cool that they have a backstory. All right, time to bring it back up to the 21st century. Gonna play some Witch Hazel for you right now. And the song is called Time and Doubt, right here on Divine Aggression. We'll be right back. From the latest album from Signum Regis, that is Daniel's Prophecy. Those guys are stinking awesome. I would even go as far as to say that album is epic. has, to me, it has kind of a theocracy feel to it, especially in the epicness, if that's a real word, of the album. But that's Signum Regis with Daniel's Prophecy. And before that, we had Witch Hazel with Time and Doubt. All right, I'm going to play a song. This is from the latest album from Narnia, Ghost Town. I don't think I've ever played this. It's a song that has a featured person on it. I believe it is a spoken word part. But from the latest album, Ghost Town, this is Narnia. The song is Out of the Silence, featuring Eric Clayton from Savior Machine, right here on Divine Aggression Radio.
Sky.
Probably my favorite cover of an Amy Grant song by Jimmy P. Brown II. You know him from Deliverance. And Jim Chaffin, of course, from The Crucified and The Blamed and Deliverance. And his list, his resume goes on and on. But I got time for one more song before I get out of here. Oh, and before that, before I forget, we had Narnia with Eric Clayton. How cool is that to hear Christian Lilligren and Eric Clayton on the same song? Pretty stinking epic, if I can use that word again. I think I can because I just did. Epic. See, I said it again. I got one more song before I get myself out of here. And a band I haven't played in a while. And that's Skillet. This is for all you people. You people. If there's anyone who says to you, Skillet's just a pop band. All they play is like pop. Yeah, there's some pop elements in their music. But if anyone says to you Skillet is just a pop band, please play them this song. It is called Ignite. And that is going to do it for me this week. Hope everybody has a wonderful week. You guys take care. God bless. I will see you next time on Divine Aggression Radio.
A spark, I come alive. Divine Aggression Radio will end transmission in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did you know I sang a song with one bad pig?